Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 8th, 2025. This week, you can dance with hornets, build an effigy pot, and learn how to help stop the spread of emerald ash borers. Here's how. The season of music, movies, and fun continues at the Stonington Opera House. The Live for $5 series will wrap up its season with a musical performance by Bee Parks and the Hornets tomorrow, Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. And according to the folks at the Opera House, this indie pop rock group is suitable for insects of all ages. For more information and to purchase tickets, you can go to operahousearts.org. On Wednesday, the Wilson Museum in Castine is offering a unique three-hour workshop where participants can hand-build their own effigy pot and have it fired in a traditional Anagama kiln. The workshop, led by local potter Ellen Sedgwick, will explore the history and cultural significance of effigy pots. Participants will learn about the history and origins of effigy pots, view examples from the museum's collection, and use stoneware clay to create their own piece. Effigy pots, pottery shaped to embody animals, humans, or gods, have been a significant form of art and function across culture for centuries, organizers say. Following the workshop, participants can have their pots fired off-site in Sedgwick's Anagama kiln. The five-day wood-firing process creates natural ash glazes and unique flame marks on the pottery. The firing is scheduled for late October. Finished pots can be picked up in Surrey from Ellen Sedgwick or shipped to the participants at their expense, and the completed pieces will be functional and safe for use in dishwashers and microwaves. That's happening this coming Wednesday, September 10th, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center in Castine. Registration is required and space is limited to 8 participants. For more information and to register, go to the Wilson Museum's calendar of events at wilsonmuseum.org. And this message is from the Maine Forest Service. The emerald ash borer continues to spread through the communities and forests of Maine. This destructive non-native wood borer threatens not only the ecosystems with ash trees, but also community trees and budgets in cities and towns with ash trees. Communities can take measures to prepare for and respond to this pest and reduce its local impacts. The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry and the City of Belfast are hosting a workshop to update city and town tree and forest managers and public works staff, along with interested community members, on the known status of emerald ash borers in Maine, local and state management efforts, municipal support opportunities, and they will include plenty of time for questions and answers. The program will begin at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, this coming Thursday, September 11th, at the Belfast City Boathouse on Commercial Street in Belfast, and it will run roughly 2.5 hours. For more information, you can go to maine.gov/DACF. There's a direct link as well, and I will post that in the description of today's program in the archives at weru.org. Go to weru.org, click on Public Affairs Archives, and you will find all the information and the links mentioned today on the WERU Archives for Around Town. And for Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.